Welcome to another episode of the Oncology on the Go podcast. I'm your host, Russ Conroy. In a visit to Sibley Memorial Hospital of Johns Hopkins Medicine, Cancer Network spoke with a wide variety of clinicians and faculty about how multidisciplinary collaboration has positively impacted treatment outcomes for many different patient populations at their institution. First was Dr. Rashit Kumar, an assistant professor of radiation oncology and molecular radiation sciences at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and a radiation oncologist specializing in GU and GI cancers at Johns Hopkins Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center.
In any setting, we would like to believe that medicine is best as a team sport. And I think that it's better for physicians to have other physicians on whom to bounce ideas. I think it's better for patients to know that their team is working together. And this has been supported by the data. So we know that multidisciplinary care leads to better outcomes for patients. And if we look at even the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, the NCCN, the guidelines recommend that we seek multidisciplinary care for our patients. And that's no mystery. We know that outcomes are improved when we all put our heads together and come up with a treatment plan for patients. And the other thing that that does is it takes away this idea that one individual is making the decision for a patient, that as a team approach, we're looking at all the different options and coming together. And I think that certainly, you know, I'm very biased when I say this, but I know that my bias is that at my institution, we work exceptionally well as a team. And being able to communicate not just digitally over the patient's chart, but also with a phone call, with a text message, with a multidisciplinary meeting makes a world of difference. I think it's very helpful to be able to call one of my colleagues and make sure that we're on the same page in terms of what the next step should be. It's very helpful for me to call one of my colleagues in radiology or pathology to ensure that what we are looking at as a team, we're all feeling very accurate about that diagnosis and the patient's pathology and scans. And so multidisciplinary care makes a world of difference, I think, obviously for the patient. And also, you know, I can say that our team works so well because of that collaborative effort as a multidisciplinary team.
Next, Dr. Michael Pishvayan, Director of Gastrointestinal, Developmental Therapeutics, and Clinical Research Programs, and Associate Professor of Oncology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
It's actually been well established across different disease types that multidisciplinary clinics and multidisciplinary collaboration not only is good care for patients, but actually leads to an improvement in outcomes, improved survival for these patients. Now, there are different ways to do multidisciplinary care. The true sort of gold standard is to have a patient come into a room and you have several different physician teams coming to visit that patient. That's the true model of multidisciplinary care. And many centers, including ours, have multidisciplinary clinics that work, that operate that way, and patients are very happy to be seen that way. In some cases, it's actually difficult to coordinate multiple physicians together. So other centers will actually, instead of having one patient go to one room, they'll coordinate a day of visits for that one patient. So they'll see the surgeon in the morning, they'll see the radiation oncologist at noon, and they'll see the medical oncologist at 3 p.m. And that actually works also very, very well. The idea is just to make sure that the patient is seeing all of the relevant disciplines for the care of his or her particular cancer.
Next, Dr. Nina Wagner-Johnston, a professor of oncology and the director of lymphoma drug development at the Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Johns Hopkins University, director of hematologic malignancies National Capital Region, and co-director of clinical research for hematologic malignancies.
So with activating the bone marrow transplant at Sibley Hospital, I think it was incredibly eye-opening in terms of just how many individuals touch a patient and how many programs need to be involved. So, you know, spanning from the blood bank to pathology to infectious diseases and cardiology and the emergency department, I just feel like the program, activating the program at Sibley really highlighted how multidisciplinary bone marrow transplant is. And then with regard to thinking about, you know, the multidisciplinary approach, and specifically with the question of palliative care, it's been a really interesting era. And then I just shared that, you know, with the availability of some of these novel therapies like CAR T, we have really changed the course of illness in that, you know, many patients who are hospice bound are now actually readdressing the potential for cure. Unfortunately, that cure does not apply to everyone. And so there are going to be a subset of patients where we're, again, pivoting to say, okay, this didn't work, and now we need to think about what's next and focusing on quality of life if we're not successful in treating the cancer. So really, it's become very challenging as we're thinking about, you know, curative therapies that don't work, then when to pivot. So having the palliative care team involved at an earlier phase has really become very important. Their skill set is just so important in dealing with these life-threatening illnesses.
Next, Dr. Valerie Lee, an assistant professor of oncology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and a medical oncologist at Johns Hopkins Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Sibley Memorial Hospital.
I was just talking with one of my colleagues about how it's wonderful to be able to be at an institution where I fully trust and really love working with all of my colleagues. And that is the need to make sure that everybody is coming in and bringing their expertise together. I think the best example is probably for rectal cancer, in which just from a standard perspective, we're going to be thinking usually requires both chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, but also requires our GI docs and our radiologists giving us really directed decision-making on that original testing, on figuring out what the staging is and how we proceed for there, as well as sort of the predisposing factors. We then, you always discuss in a multidisciplinary team what that overall strategy is, and we sort of hand off, like our patients will hand off and be between different groups over time. And that requires a huge amount of support. So from our dietitians, our nurses navigating through all this process, our pharmacy group sort of identifying people's ability to respond. So that is incredibly important for us. And that's just one of the examples. Pancreas cancer, we have to do the same thing. Stomach cancer, a lot of these earlier stage cancers, our goal is to go and cure these patients, but it can be a really long process, 9 months, 12 months over time. And we are hopeful that we can go and help provide expert care in all of those areas.
Next, Dr. Armin Smith, the Director of Urologic Oncology at the Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Sibley Memorial Hospital, and an assistant clinical professor of urology at the Brady Urological Institute of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.
I think urological cancers have become a focus of multiple disciplines now. You know, this is a new century, and we have systemic treatments, radiation treatments, and surgeries for some of the disease states we didn't even think were multidisciplinary in the past. So bringing together a group of people that are, you know, looking from different perspectives on the patient, including medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, pathologists. Those are kind of very important in disease and in the complex disease processes such as urological cancers. Additionally, you know, in our institutions, we try to get input from the specialized nursing teams, from nutritionists, physical therapists, and prehabilitation specialists. All of that, I think, is really very important for treating patients well.
Next, Dr. Pune Razavi, the Director for Breast Imaging in the Johns Hopkins National Capital Region and an instructor in radiology and radiological science.
We are part of a multidisciplinary team. So what happens is with every new cancer patient, what happens is that we meet on a weekly basis, everyone from the team. So me or one of my fellow breast imagers will actually show the images for the patient. We used to meet in person, but now we do it on Zoom, which actually is much easier because everyone can see all the images nicely. And then the pathologist will actually show the slides. So everyone can see the slides of the pathology, the slides. And then the surgeon essentially is a team leader and coordinates the care within the other specialties. But the surgeon presents the patient, and then the other specialties, does the patient need radiation treatment? Does the patient need any chemo? Does the patient need any plastic reconstruction? All of that stuff is decided and discussed together as a team so that it will make it easier for the patient to navigate the system. We also have coordinators and navigators in place to help the patient with every step so that the patient is not feeling isolated. You know, this is not something anyone's ever prepared for. Obviously, we are prepared for it, and so we are ready to take care of the patient.
Finally, Dr. Kirtland DeVille, Medical Director of the Johns Hopkins Proton Therapy Center and Clinical Director of Radiation Oncology at Johns Hopkins Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at Sibley Memorial Hospital.
I think that's one of the highlights of the program, you know, in Johns Hopkins and at Sibley. I mentioned I came to Hopkins to work with world-class experts in prostate cancer management. And so really having the reassurance that, you know, the patient is getting the best care no matter which discipline he's seeing. And really, in cancer management now, it is really always multidisciplinary. It's very rare that only one type of specialist is seeing a cancer patient. And so as the specialist, we need to be working together. We need to be on the same page in close collaboration and communication to ensure that the patient's getting the best outcome. And from my perspective, how can we minimize the burden to the patient? How can we be proactive and have, you know, a very patient-centered approach in making sure they're able to access and get the information that they need in the way they can digest, and not sort of feel like they're kind of being bounced around from one provider to the next and no one's really bringing the full picture together. We see that outcomes are better with multidisciplinary care, whether it's survival, even just healthcare utilization. You know, ordering tests and things become more efficient when providers communicate together, when we talk to the radiologists directly, when we communicate together with the medical oncologists and the radiation oncologists and the surgical oncologists, and really are on the same page about what are the next steps for this patient's best management. And I truly believe that's what we find here at Sibley and at Hopkins.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available, or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology On The Go podcast is the official podcast of cancernetwork.com, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information, visit us at cancernetwork.com and find us on Twitter at cancernetwork without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at cancer-network.